me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah. Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time on this radio channel or on the ESPN app. And you can call us if you have a question about the value of a collectible. We're going to talk about some prices of items that ended in the August Huggins and Scott auction. We're going to talk about things that people bring into Triple Crown and Naperville and Show Me that look like they might be valuable or might not be valuable. And you can call us if you have something that you think might be good enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction. We'll give you an estimate of what we think it might go for. That's one thing in an auction. You can start it at a price, but Bill, you never know where it's going to end, really, do you?
No, that's true. We've had items that just, you know, keep us up till all wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, sometimes they really go crazy. I'm going to mix in some things like here's something that you don't see every day. 1952 Topps baseball uncut 15-card panel with card number 261 Mays. That went for $38,000
wow.
In the auction. Not bad. Not bad at all.
And that ended at 6:23 in the morning.
That's why I mentioned that one. I thought you said that one went for a long time. Then another item that was cool, you had a lot of Type 1 photos. Here's a 1928 Yankees Type 1 Underwood and Underwood news service photo with Ruth, Gehrig, and a smiling Miller Huggins. Bill Huggins. Now, Bill, you're smiling all the time, so your ancestor, he wasn't a smiley type guy, take it.
Well, that's what I hear. He's a former lawyer turned, you know, baseball manager. I don't know how that equates.
Now, is he your great grandfather, or how are you related to him exactly?
As history tells it through my family, he was my grandfather's cousin.
Oh, I see. Well, that's pretty.
I don't know what that is genetically or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they would call that second, you know, the second or whatever.
Family.
I don't know what they call it.
Extended
but
family.
That is
yep. Nice.
A relative. That's the best way to put it. Well, that photo went for $1,300. So Type 1 photos are photos that were taken at the time and printed, I believe, within a year of the time they were taken. So if a photo was taken and you have the negative, it was taken in 1928, but the print was made in 1995, that's not a Type 1 photo.
Right.
Still a good photo, but it's not the same as if they were printed at the time. Those are the ones that can go from very good money. And then Joe from Lamont is a listener. And he stopped by last week. We got the Babe Ruth tie in here. He told the story of Babe Ruth seeking $80,000 for his salary in 1930, and he was getting criticized for it. And he responded to that. People were saying, you're making more than the President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. And Ruth supposedly said, I know, but I had a better year than Hoover.
That's good.
So,
that's funny.
Here's really what I wanted to get to with this one. Okay. $80,000 in 1930. Eric, you're going to have to guess on this one, too. $80,000 in 1930. What salary would that be in 2017? $80,000 in 1930. What would that be in 2017?
I am going to say $350,000.
Okay. Eric, you want to make a guess?
I'm going to say $650,000.
Okay. Bill Huggins.
I'll say $900,000.
Bill Huggins is the winner.
Oh, jeez.
Now, this is with the Price is Right. He's under, but closest.
Okay
so right. That's a legitimate right. winner there. The total is actually $1,145,988.
Wow.
So, which is a good salary, but nothing. I mean, they're
he'd
making.
He'd be underpaid if
oh,
he
yeah.
was making
Look at
that.
Bryce Harper's talking yep. about. He's going to be making yep. over $30 million yep. a year in his next contract. So, yeah, I mean, that was a deal at the time. So
clearly, it shows that I don't prepare for these questions. So
which
it's
is
not
good.
Like I
That's
study
good.
The auction
that
or
makes it
pricing.
Better.
So I try to do it off the cuff.
And meanwhile, Herbert Hoover was probably overpaid whatever yeah. he was making at that time.
Yes.
The country didn't do well.
That was a tough start of
how
the century.
How much he had to do with that, who knows? But yeah. but things weren't doing well during his time. Okay, some other things. Now, don't forget, you can also tweet a picture to my attention. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Now, last week's winner didn't call or email Vince for the prize or pick it up. as I like to say. So we're adding the 2017 Panini Certified Football Box. We're adding to that a 2016-17 Donruss basketball box. So it's a really good prize package.
Two nice products, yep.
You get in the drawing if you call in and talk to us or if you tweet a picture of an item. Now, 2017 certified football, the football products have done really well. But now that the rookie quarterbacks have been so impressive, the pricing on this stuff is going to be really good.
Yep.
Trubisky,
I
hope everybody
so
now
good.
that criticized Pace's move. When I first saw what Pace gave up, I was like, wow, that's a lot. What's he doing? I saw a couple of videos that didn't look all that impressive. But then remember after that, the draft, that show after, I said I watched a bunch more video, and he did this one move where a guy was bearing down on him. On a pass rush from right towards his face, he turned opposite yep. away from yep. him, spun around against the grain, and took a couple steps and did a 40-yard throw, like right on the yep. money. And he was doing that type of stuff.
Yep.
You could see, regardless if he's ready to play this year, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but the talent, he showed his talent in that preseason game where you're like, you have to be able to see, okay, now I get why Pace really wanted
this
guy.
He's an athlete. You can't teach that.
No.
That's just,
and
you know,
a quick
reacting,
learner.
Yes.
They said he takes in this stuff like yep. a sponge.
Yep.
And he seems to have an absolute feel for when to get out of the pocket and when to stay in the pocket, move up in the pocket. It's like there's so much there where I just can't wait to watch how he develops now. And to me, I mean, he looks so much better than the starting quarterback Glennon did, but
you
Glennon,
can't get much worse after throwing
no.
a pick six in your
and
first
you know,
drive.
You know, and honestly, he got hit in the face on that pass, and that technically that should have been called back.
Yeah.
That was a penalty
yeah.
where he got hit blown on it and it floated.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
do that.
Yep.
But meanwhile, he looked a lot slower just yep. with everything that he does than what Trubisky does. I can't wait till Trubisky's yeah. ready. Now, you don't want to rush him, and you definitely don't want to rush him if the offensive line's not ready to protect him. But meanwhile, for card collecting, like for Bears fans, it wasn't just Trubisky. Shaheen looks like
yeah.
he's going to be a really good tight end. How about Tariq Cohen, the running back?
Yeah.
You're going to have to give him some carries, you know, to take a little bit off of Jordan Howard. But with that explosiveness, yeah. man, that guy's going to have to play.
It reminds me of Darren Sproles.
Yeah.
Just a quick first three,
incredibly
four steps and gone.
Quick. Just incredibly
fast.
Quick.
Yep.
And he did one thing that reminded me of Barry Sanders, where he ran into the line, disappeared. You thought he was down, and then all of a sudden he came out. Barry Sanders used to do that yep. all the time. He did
yep.
He did once run against the Bears one time where – it was like at the 50-yard line, you thought he was down, and all of a sudden he ran for a touchdown. It's like, where did he come from? Where was he, like burrowing
yep.
through there
yep.
or what?
Yep.
But, yeah, so, and then Eddie Jackson looked good. I mean, this yep. draft is collectible yep. for Bears fans, for the Cards.
Absolutely.
And all these guys have autographs out there
they
already.
They might be better this year than a lot of people think.
Well, I think the defense has to be better yep. if they're healthy. Their front seven's really good. and they've got some new defensive backs. So they should at least be way more fun to watch.
Sure.
You know, John Fox teams usually the second year get better. Well, last year they had the injuries. They didn't get better. They got worse. Maybe this is the year that takes
effect.
Put it
all together.
If not, he'll be gone after this year.
So I think that's going to influence him to start Trubisky if Glennon gets off to a slow start, if the team gets off. Why not? Your job's on the line. You may as well put the guy in that looks better than all of them.
That can win. That's right. And you don't want to be trying to play for a better draft pick or anything. It doesn't matter. You want to start right now, start trying to win. Bulls, on the other hand, now... There's a big draft at the top of the draft. This is their tank year coming up, and if they can get in the top three of the draft, this is a good year to do it. So Zach LaVine, with his ACL, make sure he's 150% before you bring him back, because this is the one tank year for them. How about, and speaking of tanking, how about the White Sox now that the young guys
four
are
in
coming
a row
up?
Or something like that?
Yeah, they swept the Astros. Yes. If you win with the young guys, that's different from winning with veterans when you're not trying to lose, but kind of trying to lose when you're retooling. You win with the young guys, go ahead, keep adding young guys to
it.
Then.
They bring an exuberance to the team that you don't see. It's a different form of energy than some of the veterans. So
that Moncada game the other day. Yeah. Okay, here's a good quiz for you guys. I think I saw this. And I hope this is right, because I'm doing this off of, I read and see a lot of things. Okay, Moncada was the first White Sox rookie to hit a homer in the ninth to tie a game, and then in the extra innings get a hit to drive in the run to win the game since?
Ryan Sandberg?
No, the first White Sox
rookie. White Sox. I was thinking of the 84 Bruce Sutter where he had a couple
homers.
Yeah,
the Sandberg game, and they called this the Moncada game. You know what this one might be?
No, I'll take a swing in the dark. Let's go Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Okay. It's somebody who was on the 2005 White Sox Series team.
Paul Carrico?
And to me is underrated in how good he was on that team. Clutch hitter. He turned out to be a clutch hitter after that. Not Canerco.
The center fielder who had a homer in the World Series against Houston.
No.
The fast guy.
No. Joe Creedy. Third baseman Joe Creedy. I always liked it when Joe Creedy came up in a pressure situation. He seemed to be one of their best clutch hitters. So hopefully Moncada will turn out to be that way also.
Sounds good.
So it was a good week for young talent in Chicago. Now the Cubs... Young talent, that having Contreras getting hurt, that was a negative. But boy, up until that time, had he been hot?
He was.
Oh my gosh, he was hitting like crazy. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects things. Now let's get back to collectibles. How do we get off on that tangent? Okay, in the Huggins and Scott. Oh, we were talking about, I know what
Trubisky
it was.
Trubisky and the football product.
Yeah, somehow the Babe Ruth thing ended up going back to type 1 photos, okay, in the Huggins and Scott auction. There was also a 1927-28 Ty Cobb News Service photo, a type 1 photo by Charles Conlin. Sometimes the photo value depends who took the picture. That went for $1,400. It seems like, Bill, that's kind of big a lot of times, is not only that it was printed at the time, but who the photographer was as far as the value of photos like that.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Conlin. And, I mean, the photos that we sold of the in this past auction, Bob Olin and Jack Abelis, the two guys who were the big New York photographers during the 50s and 60s, their names... Especially when they're printed on the back of the photo.
Yeah, that's big. And you had the granddaddy of them all, the type 1 photo of all type 1 photos that Joe Namath, that Bob Olin took. This was the photo taken for the Joe Namath rookie card, and this is the original type 1 photo of that.
Wow.
That went for $55,000 was the high bid
on
that one.
That's amazing.
So sometimes if you have original photos, they can go for some really good value. Now going to football, there was some newer football cards that did really well. Listen to Drew Brees 2001 Contenders rookie ticket autograph card graded PSA 10, which you know how tough it is to get a PSA 10, even on the newer stuff like that. $3,000 that
wow,
went for.
Very nice.
And Ray Lewis 1996 Bowman Best Atomic Refractor PSA 10. Now, that one I don't believe was signed. That was just a Bowman Best Rookie Atomic Refractor, a short print PSA 10, $1,600
wow,
that Ray Lewis card went for. A Tom Brady 2000 Leaf Certified Mirror Red Rookie PSA 10. That one wasn't signed. His, like, contenders rookie draft in a 10 goes for thousands and thousands and thousands. But this Mirror Red card went for $2,400. Wow. So some real
strong
good prices,
yep,
on that type stuff in the Huggins and Scott August auction. Now, you can already start sending things in. I sent a few things in this week for people who brought things into Triple Crown. And if you have something you want to sell in the November 2017 Huggins and Scott auction, you can start bringing it in and sending it in now. I've already sent a few things in, I think four different collections. Ernie and his wife from Tinley Park stopped by T-Crown early in the week with some really nice 1937 and 38 Cubs scorecards. I put a picture of this on Twitter, my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. Plus, they had a 1931, I believe, Cubs scorecard that was signed by a few guys, including the two keys being Kiki Kyler and then Hack Wilson, who's a tough signature.
Nice.
I haven't even... Kiki Kyler looked like a, you see it, he had kind of a distinctive signature. I haven't even seen enough Hack Wilson's to know if it was legitimate or not. I don't know, Bill, if you got that yet or if you've had a chance to look at it. Did you happen to see that Hack Wilson and if it looked like it could be real to you?
Oh, it looked very good. We haven't had it authenticated yet. I think the guys are going up to JSA in the next week or so, but that whole package of stuff was very impressive.
Yeah, wasn't it cool? Those 37 and 38 programs, these things were beautiful.
Yeah, the green one.
Oh,
yeah,
man, they are absolutely beautiful. Well, it's already time for a short break here now. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call if you have a question about a value of an item, if you think it might be good for a Huggins and Scott auction, or if you just want to tell us what you have and you get in the drawing for a real nice prize package this week, a 2017 Panini certified football box and a 2016-17 Donruss basketball box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can give us a call, 312-332-3776. And you get in a drawing if you call the show. You have an item you think it might be valuable, you'd like to know the value, you get in a drawing. We're giving away a 2017 Panini certified football box and a Donruss basketball box. And I think Eric, after the last couple weeks when we were making fun of his spelling, now he decided to put a couple up here with no spelling at all.
There's using invisible ink or something?
I was having a hard time hearing him, but I got it now. So
okay.
Okay. In a sec.
Very good. Well, the number is 312-332-3776. So it's a good prize package, or you can call the show, or that's just
tweet
what I said. You can call it. You can tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing for that. And then coming up in this segment, I think we may be able to fit in the Price is Right for Which Ended Higher that Vince Clementi always gives his hints on, and he makes his picks. And
I've
you
taken
guys
a few
can
jabs to the chin in the last few weeks, but I'm confident I'm turning it around this week.
It's tough. It's not easy, without a doubt.
Especially when the presenter is kind of, you know, trying to set you up a little bit from time to
There's
time.
There's no setup there. You have built that up in your own mind. There's no setup. Okay, we have a caller here. What's up? What do you have? What's your first name?
Hi, this is Tim. I'm calling from a cell phone. How are you?
Tim from a cell phone. What's up?
I got an item that I have committed to my daughter after I pass, but I'd love to hear what you think of it. It's actually framed and boxed inside glass. It's by the Chicago Blackhawks with two autographed pictures of Marian Hossa. It's from the 2009-10 championship season. And if you go to YouTube, you can actually see the moment and the goal. You might remember it. It was Marian Hossa against the Vancouver Canucks, and Sharp shot a pass that went up in the air, and Marian Hossa caught it like a baseball player, dropped it, and then with his hockey stick hit it in like a baseball bat. And so on the stick it says, "Catch and shoot shot by the Blackhawks," and then it was framed in a glass box. Yeah, it was a kind of an amazing goal.
Is this actually the stick that he used in that game?
Yes, actual stick, and it's labeled by the Blackhawks that way. And it's it's a memorable moment. But
how did you get the stick?
I got it at auction at the Blackhawks before the auctions really became outrageous. Uh-huh. And like I said, it's in glass. It's in a nice box, and it's labeled by the Hawks, so it's, authentic.
That's cool. Bill Huggins, from the Blackhawks championship teams, especially from their first year, the stars from that game you stick sign, that has real good long-term value, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a moment in time that will never, be duplicated, and it's hard to put an exact price on that. If your daughter, is going to treasure that thing, it's what I call priceless, which is also synonymous with worthless if you're never going to sell it.
Yeah, right. But if she ever did somewhere down the line decided she wanted to auction it, that would be fun to watch and see what it does. That's a cool item.
Several thousand dollars, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think that would really be something. Hossa was kind of almost a little bit under the radar great player, just because an all-around great player. So I think he'll always have real good value. And we've got a caller. Kevin from Rockford is on the line. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a 1995 Iowa Barnstormers rookie card autographed by Kurt Warner.
Really? Was he on the Iowa Barnstormers when he was bagging groceries?
Yeah, he basically went from the grocery store to the Iowa Barnstormers, and this was their inaugural season. So, I mean, nobody really even knew what they were doing then. And I grew up in small town Iowa, and the local mall, they were there. And I'm like 8 years old, 9 years old at the time, and got the card, got it autographed, and I've held on to it ever since.
So do you have your Barnstormers hat and jersey that you pull out for Barnstormer games? Do they still have a team that plays?
No, I'm not a big Barnstormers fan, but I've got the card.
You're a fan of Kurt Warner and that card. Bill Huggins, that's a pretty good card, don't you think? That an early Kurt Warner?
I don't think I've ever heard of one, no.
No, yeah. and he's a Hall of Famer, so... That would be I would think that would be worth trying in an auction and see what you do. Is it in really nice condition, Kevin?
It's in, I put it in a plastic case right away, and I've had it in that ever since. I mean, it's pretty much brand new. It's not like a mainstream card. It was put on by Taco John's, I think.
Is it signed?
Yeah, it's autographed.
Okay, because the regular card without the signature is going for around $100.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, by Taco Bell.
I would say the signed version then would be, Bill, that would probably be worth trying in a Huggins and Scott auction, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love running things for the first time.
Yeah, that would be fun. And then another fun thing. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. The sound's not working, and the Price is Right. There we go. Oh, man. I was like, I was going to start crying there. All right, this is Which Ended Higher, and you can guess out there if you're listening. I'm sure there are families that have better batting averages, that there's trash talking going on out there.
My whole family has a better batting average than yours is. They remind
or
me all
so
the
they
time.
Say.
Yes, they
yeah.
do.
They don't have to say it on the air
that's
live.
Right. That's
you never
right.
know. Okay, here's the items. A 1955 Bowman baseball uncut 32-card sheet. 1955 Bowman baseball uncut 32-card sheet with number 202 Mantle crease Ooh. Free and 197 Kiner, which has a crease in it. Okay. These are all three good items, yes. by the way. Second item. Now, this is one of those items that when we go back in the time machine, when we when we go to get the 52 tops unopened packs, we're going to stop by and get as much Tip Top bread as we can, because the 1952 Tip Top bread Mickey Mantle, this is in a PSA 1, the little, like, what do they call that, Bill, that's on the edge of the bread pack that this thing is?
It's just a bread end label. Yeah.
A label. So it's a Mickey Mantle label, PSA 1 from the Bill Weiland yeah. collection. So it's got the Bill Weiland on it. And then the third item, 1979-80 Topps Hockey unopened 36-pack box, BBCE wrapped. That's the year that has the Wayne Gretzky Topps rookie in it.
On the Tip Top Bread, what year is that from?
1952.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Tip Top Bread from the Bill Weiland collection, the Mickey Mantle.
And you would be...
Wrong! Oh,
come on!
That is actually...
It's a 52 Mantle.
It's really good. $7,000 it went for.
Well,
so, I mean,
bad.
That's not bad at all. The 79-80 Topps Hockey unopened 36-pack box... $7,800 BBCE wrapped, which okay. is always good because you know
sure.
they've looked it over
Absolutely.
To make sure it's legit.
Yep.
And then the highest price one, the 1955 Bowman baseball uncut 32-card sheet with number 202 Mantle crease free, which I think is a key to that. $8,900
wow.
that went for.
All three nice products, nice
yeah,
items.
Very
for sure.
good. It was a high end. Which ended higher
Came
this
second,
week?
Second, got the second best.
No,
no third best. All right, moving right along.
Yeah, third best. The third best okay. out of three. Okay,
you know,
so if you were like in Little League now, they'd give you a trophy for participation.
I don't
anyway,
agree with that, but yeah, I'd get one.
But you don't. It doesn't help your batting average at all.
Another week.
Okay, Jerry from Chicago's on the line. Thanks for waiting, Jerry. What do you have?
I just have a Trout jersey. Signed with the 2016 MVP on it, red jersey, and framed really nice. What would that go for today?
Well, that's nice. You don't see a ton of Trout jerseys. Now, how did you get it? Did you get it signed in person, or is it authenticated by a company?
I was at the Angel ball game, and they were selling it for the Major League Baseball charity.
Oh, so it's an MLB hologram authenticated.
Yes, yes.
Now, this isn't a game-worn jersey, is it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know that for sure, but I don't think so.
Well, that's key. And actually, if you look at the hologram, there should be, I think, two letters and a group of numbers on the MLB
right.
hologram. If there's a, and there's an MLB site where you can type that in, and it'll tell you exactly what the item is. If it's a game. Bill Huggins, just the difference in value. I think those game worn online on MLB when they auction those of somebody like Trout, I think they go for more than $10,000. And but
oh, that's kind of like your comparison of $80,000 to in 1920.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if it's that's definitely something to
Big
look
difference.
Up. Jerry, what did you pay for it? Was it an?
I paid $800 for it.
Okay, well, that sounds like one that's signed but not game-worn, but it's signed and MLB authenticated, which is really good authentication. So, Bill Huggins, you would want to try that in an auction, wouldn't you? I mean, that could do eight, could do more, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. It depends on, you know, kind of how nice it's signed and where it's signed and its displayability. But absolutely, that's a... You know, right around $1,000, if not a little bit more, item.
Yeah,
like
that's
Trout.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, he signed it on the number with his and his MVP 2016.
Trout is such a great player, too. Yep. I mean, it really...
Talk about a national athlete. He's just got all the tools.
He reminds... Really, the way he plays and is statistically and everything, it's a lot like Willie Mays, actually, where he's, you know, he can field, he's got power, he's got speed, he's got the entire package. So he's quite the player. And he just turned 26. I think he got his 1,000th hit on his 26th birthday.
Wow.
So if he can stay healthy and play... he plays till 40. Think of how much money he'd make for played till 40. That's why they used to say that a lot of these guys, you know, they might retire earlier because they're making so much money, but then again, it's hard to turn down $30 million a year. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
If you're still going to, and you love playing the game, if you're still, you know, and there's not as many, a lot of concussions in baseball, like in football, for instance. Football, you can see you've made your money, you're pretty healthy, maybe you want to get out earlier. Baseball, you're enjoying it. Why
and
not
Trout's
keep
such
in
a nice
it?
Guy. He thinks his parents, every time somebody talks to him about what he attributes his success to, you know, and he's always mentioning his mom and dad and their support when he was a kid. And so he's a humble guy.
He does seem like a great guy.
Yep.
And probably not quite the flash that Bryce Harper has as far as, you know, watching, but as far as talent and production, I mean, you can't really top it. It's already time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you'd like to know the value of an item, that if it's worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, we can give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for, or even if it's worth putting in that. And we have a great prize package, a 2017 Panini certified football box and a 2016-17 Donruss basketball box as the prize. You get in the drawing if you call 312-332-3776. So hang in there. We'll be right back. We're on till 8.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call us 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of an item, you think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, or you just want to tell us a cool item you have, you get in a drawing. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Certified Football Box and a 2016-17 Donruss basketball box. And we've got some callers waiting, so let's get right to them. We've got John from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, John?
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good.
I have, I purchased it a few years ago, and I was just calling because I love you guys' show. And
great.
I got it off a company that buys and sells memorabilia on the West Coast. It's a 1921 to 1924 supposedly game-used bat, Babe Ruth.
Oh.
I also have a Ty Cobb game-used bat, but I know more about the Babe Ruth one. It's graded Mears 9.
Ooh.
I think it's actually a 9.5. It's been a while because you kind of buy these things and you tuck them away in the safety deposit box. Can't have that thing out if it's real. So it actually ties back. There's a story behind it. I think there's a newspaper article behind it where it's actually he sent it back to the bat company to get fixed because the knob cracked. And he was injured. This is the whole story behind this bat. He was injured, and he went back to Baltimore, Maryland, which was his hometown. And I guess back in the day, they used to kind of just mail their bats back like they were just regular mail. And you can actually see the engraving where they stamp, and you can see the print on the bat from the pen or pencil that they used, whatever they used back then, of them mailing it back to the bat company. Got fixed and then went back to him. And now I fortunately own it.
Well, that is absolutely awesome. Bill, have you picked yourself up off the floor yet after that one?
Right. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, big time stuff. If you ever wanted to auction, especially you've got the mirrors with it already too. And then a Ty Cobb bat, I mean, that's maybe 40, 50 grand if it's Mears authenticated also. I mean, those would be fantastic auction items. If you ever wanted to do either one, that would be so much fun to watch to see.
Amazing.
Because you never know. You know, one, the high-end market seems to be really moving higher and higher. So things that sold at one point, you know, a year or two ago, you never know what they'd sell for now. That's really
sad. Yeah, those would be, either one of those would be tremendous items to put up for auction in today's market, for sure.
Absolutely, John. Are you ever thinking you might sell, or you just want to?
No, I'm kind of those weirdos. You hold on to them. You know, I'll probably die with that bat in the coffin, you know, yeah. Hopefully the kids.
Well, don't take it to the coffin with you. Leave it outside. Let the kids decide what to do with it. That's cool, though, John.
I have a question for Mr. Huggins, if you have a second. Is there always a good timing, like World Series, Yankees are in it, it's got a little bit more of a promotional value to it when you have an auction like that? Is it all about timing? You know, you saw the Charlie Sheen thing come the other day. I mean, that was crazy what those guys, those numbers, I can only imagine the profit he made on that, those type of things. And how true do you actually believe? I mean, the story is phenomenal when I was sold on it. It does come with all the paperwork. I mean, it's not just mirrors. I mean, it's authenticated by PSA. I think I have JSA on it. I mean, I have them all, you know, before I bought something like that because it wasn't investment.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the more authentication you can have on it, John, the better, you know, that you open the doors to more different people who would want to bid on it. And as far as your question about timing, most of that older stuff, you know, the guys whose records are in the books and everything, they don't really have a good time, bad time. I found that the stuff that is very seasonal is really actually the new stuff. The guys who are still playing, the guys who are still putting up numbers, the older guys whose numbers are in the books and not going to change, there's really no good or bad time. We've had key items that have sold in our February, May, August, and November auction and kind of irregardless as to what date it is.
I agree 100% with that. Yeah, the current guys, you know, if they're on a hitting streak, the team's doing well, all that stuff, they get hot then cold, you know, much more of a...
It's Babe Ruth. I mean, you're talking Babe Ruth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That can be in the middle of January, and that's going to be in big demand.
Sainthood is the next level up, you know.
Sean from Glendale Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Sean?
Hey, guys. Big fan. Glad you moved to Saturday. It doesn't interfere with my church now.
Us too.
Thank you very much.
we always try to help people get their religion in.
That's right. And I need it. That's for sure. I have an item, and I wanted to ask a question afterwards to Bill. I have a John Elway, Joe Montana, Dan Marino autographed football, and none of them, I got this at a national show, so there's no Hall of Fame on it. It was probably about 10 or 15. It was actually the show where Johnny Unitas was there, too. And none of them have Hall of Fame on it. What difference does that make, and what would be the value?
It doesn't make a huge difference because HOF, I mean, there are guys who like to collect that, but, you know, there are three Hall of Famers. You knew they'd be Hall of Famers. That particular inscription is nice, doesn't help a ton. What do you think, Bill? That's probably at least $500-$600 for the three of them.
Yeah, I would say $500 to $1,000. Are they all on one panel? Is it easily displayable?
No, they're on three different panels. That was actually the story. Dan Marino kept turning the football to hit the main panel, and to me, Joe Montana was the best quarterback. So we kept playing tug of war with the with the nice panel back and forth, and it was a good show. I do have another question. I have about 100 or so autographs, most of which I, you know, got my photo taken with them or a picture of them signing, and some I bought and stuff like that. Now, is there a way to get somebody, like I know some people make house visits to analyze, like, if I have 100 autographs, there would be like 8 that you would be interested in for an auction, or that's worthy enough for an auction. Is a home visit common, or other than lugging all 100 somewhere or shipping 100 somewhere?
Are those all framed items, Sean, or what?
No, I mean, some are bats, some are balls, some are just pictures, some are different types of items.
Bill Huggins, what do you think about that one?
Well, I mean, no, we certainly do make house calls and site visits and all that type of stuff. Is there any way you could generate a list of these 100 guys or something like that?
I definitely could. That was one of my other questions. I am not, because I spent so much time in church, I'm not very computer savvy. So that is what my other question is. I know typically you probably download pictures of them and email it to you or whatever, and I'm not quite savvy enough to do that.
Guys Hall of Famers?
A lot of them are. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them are unique items. A lot of them are dead, you know.
Sean, did they change the name of Cheers to Church?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And that's why I say all my money goes to charity. She works on Mannheim over here. So.
Okay.
Well, if he could bring the Hall of Famer ones into T Crowd one day, Tom, you could probably evaluate.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, people bring stuff. Good day to bring stuff in for me is a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Call First Triple Crown in Naperville, and I can look stuff over. If you just have one or two items, you can come in anytime. But if you have a big collection, you know, it's best that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or even a Saturday afternoon. But call first just to make sure that it's an okay day. Ziggy is a regular listener who stopped by with a few items, and unfortunately he didn't have a lot of value to him, but he loves the show, and it was like, you know, you look through them, sometimes you think you got something, bring it in, and I'll try to help you and let you know if it is good or not. Bruce from Bloomington is on the line. What do you have there, Bruce?
Yes, I listened to your show quite a while, and I don't hear much about NASCAR, you know, items. Maybe I've missed those shows.
NASCAR, anyway. It's actually been cold the last couple of years. The values have not been good, and, you know, it seems like there hasn't been a lot of NASCAR collecting going, and none of us really specialize that much in it. So those are probably the main reasons that you don't hear a whole lot about
it. I've got three or four cards over the years that I've pulled out of different sport boxes. They happen to be Jeff Gordon autograph cards.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, you can, for updates on that stuff, if you look sold items on eBay, did they come out when Press Pass was doing the NASCAR cards?
Yeah, these were back in 96, 97. 98.
Did you get them signed in person, or did they come?
No, they were pulls.
Okay, yeah. He's one of the big names that will always be collectible too. So I mean, those are good to have, but the values are definitely, there's definitely been a lag in NASCAR collectible values lately. It seems like, have you noticed that on your end too, Bill, on NASCAR?
Yeah, I don't know what it is that has caused it to be a little soft. I don't know if it's lack of a big name or any big rivalries that they used to have in the sport and everything, but you know, it's more of a Southern collectible thing. I noticed when we do shows down in Raleigh and stuff, NASCAR is still king of the hill, though.
Yeah, it's big. Kim from Seminoc is on the line. What do you have there, Kim?
I have a Yankees baseball that's signed by 13 Yankees with Mickey Mantle in the sweet spot. Yogi Bear signed it, Catfish Hunter, and it has been authenticated.
Okay, so this was at the time when Berra and Mantle, it was probably in a spring training thing where they were helping out, doing a little coaching or stopping by, because if Catfish Hunter's on it, you know, he was playing with the Yankees later. So it won't really be a team signed ball, but if it was all Hall of Famers, that would be good. Who are some of the other names on it?
Who are some of the other names?
Billy Martin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yogi Bear. Yeah. Okay. Yogi Bear's on there, yeah.
Okay. Bill Huggins, what do you think of an item like that?
Well, if it is like an old-timers game or a Yankee Hall of Famer ball, you know, that could be easily $500 to $1,000 if he's got, you know, if she's got, you know, 10 or 11 or 13 big name stars on there for sure.
That's good. It's still going to go for now. If it's filled with a lot of Hector Lopez mixed in there, then
that wouldn't
help it. But you got
Who's Hector Lopez?
There's enough big names in there that that you would still have value to it and would be worth auctioning at Huggins and Scott too, right, Bill?
Yeah, if she could bring it into T Crown one day, and
I'd take a look. Make sure it would depend on the condition of it, I guess. But yeah, if it's nice and white baseball with bold signatures and just having Mantle and Billy Martin and, you know, that's good, Barra. Okay, we got time for one more here. Greg from Naperville is on the line. Thanks for waiting. Greg, what do you have?
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. I got an 89 Donruss PSA rated Mint 9 Ken Griffey Jr., and I have like five of them. And it just happens I just grabbed something off eBay, and I just want to know if he's going anywhere.
Well, that the Ken Griffey Jr. rookies, to really get the value of them, they have to be PSA 10 or BGS 9, 5, or 10. Like, and the Upper Deck is the big one. Now, Upper Deck in a 9.5 sells for a few hundred dollars. If you get a BGS 10, those sell for well over a grand. I've seen some sell for over $2,000. And now the Donruss, the Donruss card in a 9, you've got five of them. It's not that tough, you know, and it's not as in demand as the Upper Deck. But still surprisingly good value to the really high grades on the Upper Deck Griffey rookie. You know, for people who think there's no value there, there isn't that much value unless it's the really high grade. And it's time to do the drawing.
All right, this week's winner is Sean from Glendale Heights. So, Sean, email me your address, and I'll deliver free of charge right to your door.
What's that email, Vince?
Vince@ercdelivery.com. By Thursday, please.
Very good. And don't forget, now you can go to HugginsAndScott.com. Check out the search the auction history, and you'll, if you have something you think might be good in an auction, you can search their history, see what your item has gone for, and then if you want to send it in, it would, if it did well there, it'd be something to send in. I'm Tom Morgan. I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Today is National Baseball Card Day. If you come in early today, 10 to 3, and I've got a free card to give away, free pack, and some baseball stuff there. So have a great week. Thanks for listening.